Welcome back to the Mum's Edit podcast.
We're live on air in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, angels.
Good morning, Charlie.
That was really good.
Really good. Just have to preface this by saying Lil's in a really funny mood today. Really funny.
Am I?
Yeah. But you're not meaning to be. Yeah. And because you're ovulating.
Oh, you mean that sort of funny?
No, like, well,
what's that type of funny?
I mean, how psycho was I last week? Not on the Thursday, but like on the weekend. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Because I was premenstrual and I was just.
The hormones were hormoning.
I actually like need something for them, to be honest.
You do.
Like, I don't know if it's acupuncture or what.
Even over text message, it was just like
very scary.
Not something I was interested in participating in.
Yeah, she blew my head off. I'll just let them know. She blew my head off because we were talking about having a little segment about maths because I just needed to vent. And I don't know if Ren thought I was planning a whole episode around maths or what, but she was like, now, guys, I've spoken to Ree, little sister, and we agree that it has to just be a short segment because not everyone watches it. And I was like, massaging Nate's head with one hand and typing with my other hand, I didn't use any apostrophes or like anything. And I wrote, yeah, nah, it's all good. We don't need to talk about it.
You said we won't do it is all you wrote.
Yeah, all good. We won't do it. And I was still typing when she's like, are you fucking joking?
I will back Bren and say it wouldn't be out of character for you to crack a hissy and write that. So
I haven't done that in a really long time and I really didn't care. And I was like in the middle of typing
saying – And I
didn't
say fucking joking. I said, are you joking? There was no swearing.
With a laughing face.
Yeah. So I was just a little bit
catty,
some would say.
So if anyone
has any hormone balancing tips,
I don't know. I feel like people write in and be like the JS Health, but you've had those before. Do you think they helped? The hormone balancing PMS ones?
No, but I'm also on a hormone balancing journey, so I want to join you on that.
Good. That would be nice.
We'll let you know how we go.
Yeah. And what we find out. We had Albie's impromptu party on the weekend.
Yeah, look, I was planning something a little bit more
extravaganza.
I was hiring a giant jumper castle, slippery dips. Gonna have, some extended friends there as well, not just the immediate shit
not
show.
Not just that. You guys. What do you call it? The shit lips.
Not you, shit lips.
But also me, very last minute. But I booked everything. You know, I booked this jumper castle a long time ago, never followed through with invites or anything. Ordered this cake ages ago. But then it came to the Friday and I was like, oh, my God, I've booked the double slide. And I've, like, been like, hey, guys, just following up my booking. And they're like, no, sorry, like, never got it. And I'm like, all good. Went and bought a brand new one of those blow up.
The lifespan one?
Yeah, a different brand. Can't remember.
With the slide and the water.
Because long story short, when I went to book this, honestly, it would have been 4 weeks ago. It was a really good price. And then they were like, yeah, we can do a last minute deal for like $600. And I was like, the math isn't really mathing there for
me. The last minute, like you should actually give me a discount for the last minute.
Because it's going to be sitting there.
And exactly, you won't make anything.
So long story short, I was like, I'm just going to invest in something we're going to use every day anyway. Invited not the meat but the maggots instead, you guys. and my sister and just immediate family, and it was really fun. It was more for him. I was like, I don't want – it was for him.
Yeah.
Celebration for him. It was really fun. It was fucking chaos. There was brawls. There was laughs. There were plenty of tears.
Hugs.
From all ages, Ren.
Told you, I was premenstrual.
But, yeah, it was really fun. A few wines.
Had very, very, very – fun time. It was actually pre-drinks for me because I had a 30th on Saturday night.
Which is as scary as it sounds, if you know Steph.
Yeah. Look, I wasn't too hungover. Like on the Sunday we went to the pool. Like, so we still just played
Rally. Still drunk.
Yeah, we just played on and we were just like, we can't sit in bed and feel sorry for ourselves. We've got to like attack the day. Went and got croissants on the way to get the girls. And yeah, I'm not going to lie, I've had a bit of anxiety this week. Like quite anxious.
And thank you for that honesty and transparency.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
to not be okay.
To not be okay.
Yeah. And I'm 30th season has done me one, and I've got two more left out of our friends until we can retire that season.
Finish it with a bang.
Yeah.
Just circling back to my Sunday morning, I scooted off to the circus.
Yes.
Abby cried for the first 10 minutes. We actually had to leave with him and only a few of the kids could stay inside. It was confronting, the circus.
What did Corey say? This is for adults.
He kept nudging me and going, are you sure you've booked us into the, like, children's circus? What, was it circus?
Scary or?
Yeah, but I think that's what circuses are.
Part of the three theatrics of it all.
Yeah, I think we've just forgotten. And it was amazing. If you were sitting there with a bunch of adults, you'd be like, holy shit, they are totally skilled. But for Albie, the clown throwing knives was really a lot.
Now, and I have a question.
The music was a, like, he'd just start crying at some of the music. And I'm like, it's okay.
Have you ever threatened him with a clown?
No, never. Wolves? Yes. Clown? No. Why have you?
No, I'm just asking.
We took one of his friends from kindy, and apparently his sister always plays like scary clowns and makes him watch on YouTube.
Mm.
And he was just sitting there, like, I could tell, trying not to fall apart. Yeah. And I was like, do you want me to take you out? And he was like, yes, please.
Because I was going to take the girls this weekend to the same show. I was like, wow, that looks so wholesome. They're at the circus. And I said, Tanae, why don't we take them this weekend?
Rosie's pretty sick. She might enjoy it.
She would. Luna. She'd froth off it. Luna might be terrified. Okay.
Yeah.
Stunning you went, though.
The Adelaide Fringe is on, for anyone who I've been looking at our stats, and Adelaide was our leading stat for a very long time. It's about to be overtaken by Melbourne.
Oh. Wow.
Which we kind of just talk to everyone like, you are from Adelaide. Like, I feel like we talk about a lot of shit that people are like, what the hell is Anzac Highway? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the Adelaide Fringe, for anyone that doesn't know, it's like, what, a month in the city, and it's like all fun, like shows and like food stores. It just sounds so underwhelming, but it's magical.
Like, I was going to say that it's a magical. The Garden of Unearthly Delights is actually magical.
It's wholesome as fuck.
I was about to say, this sounds even lame, but, like, you know, it's just shaded by trees and twinkling fairy lights in the trees.
Lanterns.
Fairy floss stands.
It's like colourful.
Carnies.
Yeah.
Actually, but high-end carnies.
Yes. On the,
very high-end carnies.
What's it called? The Ferris wheel the other day. The Garden. Loved it. Was giggling.
That.
No, well, it was still wholesome watching him smile and love it.
Ferris wheels for me are one of the scariest rides.
Yeah.
100%. Like, and
they don't safety check them.
No, they don't. No, not and in the budget. I look at the man that's running it, and no offense to him, but I'm like, do I really want to be at this height on a fast moving machine?
Life in your hands.
Yeah. It's literally signing. You should sign a waiver beforehand saying, I give my.
Well, you actually do, I think, as soon as you buy the ticket. That line. Yeah.
Do you?
There's mega terms and conditions in very small writing on that.
On the back of the
carny box.
Oh, got you. Okay.
So
as soon as you walk through, that's it.
Yeah. Done for. I don't mess with the rides that, you know, the Royal Melbourne show, the Royal Adelaide show. I'm not playing in that field.
No.
Disneyland, yes.
Mm.
Adelaide show.
There has been some
deaths.
A lot of deaths. There has.
In Adelaide, stats multiple. Aren't good.
And the fact that, like, you're hearing about, I remember hearing about when I was back when I worked at Cabra, I remember being on my lunch break and I went on Facebook and it was like Nine News saying, like, a little girl had fallen off that one of the rides.
I know.
Yeah.
So scary. And then, I know this isn't as full on, but I was on, like, I don't know if you guys remember the ride, The Sizzler.
Mm.
I was like with my childhood best friend. There's no real seat belts or anything. You pretty much just like go with the gravity, like of the spin.
Is that like the
No, you're thinking of the gravitron.
No, the gravitron. Steph made me go on that once and honestly I have PTSD.
But anyway, we're on the Sizzler and my head whacked her face and she ended up with this huge puffy black eye, like fucking dangerous shit.
Yeah. And dangerous. Back then were even more under-regulated. So, you know, there would have been nothing legally there
done.
And it would have been.
Even the Dragon Wagon.
Oh, the Dragon. Scary.
Now, I don't know if that was actually called the Dragon Wagon. I think you've just popped the wagon on the end
there. Yeah.
But it does give the idea of
much like a wagon.
Look, speaking of scams, much like the rides at the Royal Adelaide show, I popped up this box last night, and I honestly, I'm going to be pissed off if you guys
read I haven't.
Because I was laying in bed cackling, like I was almost going to upload one of me laughing. And I'm like, I can't even preview how funny this is. And they're all so true. So it's what a scam that's become so normalized that we don't even realize it's a scam anymore. And I said, look, I'm sick of paying insurances, to be honest, like all sorts of insurance.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? We're paying like thousands of dollars for something we might use every year. We might.
Just yeah, like health insurance.
And
we use it.
It's like a lottery ticket.
Yeah. And the fact that, and you think, wow, I'm insured for like 500 grand, right?
You feel
for
rich.
Like, and you're like, wow. But how much profit must these companies be making to insure you for such volumes, every person in Australia?
They're
million bajillionaires. And we're
bajillion.
The dummy dickens who are going, shut up and take my money for the off chance that. And then they don't give it to you anyway.
No, and there's a fight. There's a shit fight. And then, you know, prove it. Well, you come over here and prove it and find my missing necklace.
But to say that, my car, we actually got more back.
Don't be saying that.
Then I thought I'll just say that, and I was like,
"Wow, amazing!"
If I
do get it in cash,
I actually don't.
Well, it depends. Do you know what though?
We got it transferred to our account.
On the flip side, flip that. Ren's thinking of some very sick ideas right now. On the flip side, my sister had their brand new Prado stolen from their driveway and insured.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. Thank God they'd burnt out the insides of the car, or they would have just given it back.
Oh my God, not okay. You don't want it back.
Insurance, like, no worries. Oh, okay, well, they could have done anything.
Cut the engine cords.
Speaking of, well, no, they check that, and that's when they don't get it back. But our friends in Geelong had their car stolen, and they ended up, it was gone for months. Found it on the side of the road. They pulled over a guy, glove box, gun, and like, $30,000 worth of drugs, give or take. I can't remember.
Why did he leave the drugs in the car?
No, he got pulled over
by the
police. Oh,
he got pulled over.
Long story short, they took the drugs and the gun out and said, here's your Mazzy back.
No.
Oh, we'll have your Mazzy back.
God.
No.
She was like, I don't fucking want that back.
No, and it's tainted because I felt that way. I was like, if I get my car back, I'm actually – like, I'm not going to be able to load my kids in for drop-off and feel, like, wholesome in it at all. It's tainted.
And what didn't you find, like, a – bat in yours?
Yeah.
A baseball bat.
Ended up finding our car, and it was a bit of a shit show. The police had it like in the holding thing. I can't remember what it's called, like the holding yard, and it was in whoop-de-doo, and they were like, you can come and inspect it, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, insurance had to go out and inspect it, and we were like waiting on them to do it. We're like, far out. Like, we've got one. We didn't have a car. We had a hire car, and I was just like, this is taking forever. And Nate was like, had to go visit it to sign off. And they said to him, do we just want to have a look through and just check that there's like no extra belongings in there that are yours? And Nate went through, and it was like a kindy bag, like a blanket, just like random shit that was ours in the car. And then he found this backpack that had cable ties, a balaclava, gloves.
Nate's like, sorry, they're mine, mate.
And we were just thinking, what the fuck? Because like
an actual murderer.
Well, we were told that it was probably just like dumb teenage kids. And I said, that's not a dumb teenage kid. That is a
planned
criminal
out shit.
Who's planned out a lot of shit.
I'm sorry. Speaking of stealing shit. I know. Sorry. I know we've got a segment at the moment. But once my brother's car, all the tyres got taken off when we were all asleep in the family home, and they put bricks underneath where the tyres were meant to be.
Sorry, but that's definitely a personal attack.
I'm so scared. And then they were walking down Jetty Road, Glenelg. By the way, it's just like this little, doesn't matter, down this street full of like coffee shops and shops and shit. And my brother was like, they're my tyres. He's like, you've stolen them off my
car. They were walking down the road with the tyres in hand.
No. He saw them parked and the guy got out the car. I'm sure this is how it happened.
Well, I've just got one more story about theft. My friend, Danielle.
Was Ren's story finished?
Oh, sorry.
And then he was like, come on, let's go to the cop station. And the guy followed him to the cop station. Yeah.
Why did he do that?
Because he felt bad, I guess.
Oh, so he was just like, okay, Dan, and just went,
okay, Dan.
I'll go to the police station. My friend Danielle, who has been my best friend since we were five, she saved
up. It's a big call. Best friend. Best friend, huh?
She saved up for this Dyson Airwrap, right? And she's like, she got a limited edition one. It was like a colorful one. And she is like, if you know her, like the since we were teenagers, ultimate saver, like not a big spender, just like.
This is so sad already. Yeah.
And she's like, I'm going to splurge. I'm going to get this Dyson Airwrap. And their house got broken into. And.
No, not the Airwrap. Yeah.
And my Danielle's partner, Maddie, rang her and she's like, Danielle, I've got to tell you, she was at work. She's like, the house has been broken into. And Danielle's like, tell me the dogs are there. And she said, the dogs are fine. And she goes, what about my air wrap? And Maddie goes, the air wrap's gone. She's like, no, not the air wrap, not the air wrap. Put in the insurance claim, ended up getting it back, right? But then she's walking down Jetty Road at Glenelg and sees her Dyson air wrap in the front window at Cash Converters.
No.
And she goes in there and she's like, hi, that is my Dyson air wrap that has been stolen from my house.
I can't believe she went in there. I know. And they were like, I don't care.
They said, do you have the serial number on the box? She still had the box, which, like, that's our rookie error. We would throw it out.
No. We don't throw boxes out.
No, Ren. I can't throw them out.
Really?
So we win.
Where do you keep them?
So the other day, Ren.
I stuff them in places.
When Ren was at mine on Saturday, I opened a drawer and she was like, just started hysterically laughing. I'm like, what? She's like, I don't throw boxes out either. There's just like random boxes.
I've got like all my old iPhones and shit.
Oh my God.
Just in case.
Well, there you go. And she got it back and then she had two.
Oh my God,
and
yes.
And sold one. I was like, that's wholesome.
But this is on
so
her.
Cash Converters gave it back.
Yeah, because she had the proof that it was hers with the serial number.
What, so there. Cash Converters lose out?
Well, that's right. And I said, well, more for you for just accepting any item worth value from some robber.
Well.
Do you know what I mean?
What are they going to do, say you look like a robber?
I don't know. There's got to be proof of purchase or something, surely. Anyway, continue with the segment.
that was literally like 15 minutes ago.
My sister-in-law does like a dog page for her Cavoodle, Labradoodle, and she like really wants it to get famous. And so she posts like TikToks of it every day. Anyway, yesterday we get this.
I did see that.
We get this message from her and it's a comment on one of his Alfie's photos. And it's like, hey, cutie, we can't wait to see you as our ambassador. Contact us, please. And it's from Fluffin Stuffin. And she's just like sent it in our family group chat. And
everyone's, she's like, we've made it.
Yeah, everyone's like, go, Danny. Those countless hours have paid off. Like, go, girlfriend. Mum's sending bitmojis of her holding a dog treat up. Like, the family just going wild. Dan sending a photo of her with the dog. We've just received this message live on air as we speak. Hi guys, Alfie's ambassador offer is actually a scam. We'll appreciate your discretion during this time.
Discretion. Yeah.
Discretion.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I actually can't. Like,
hi guys as well. Hi guys. And like, I said, so depressed.
I am laughing so much. And my sister said, same. Sorry. Sleep now. Like, she honestly, like, the family, like, cheering her on. She thought she'd made it.
I can just imagine her face.
She was like, we're going to get sent dog treats. We're going to get sent, you know,
and be paid to advertise these things.
And even she'd be happy with a free gift. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
And, like, the fact that it was a fucking scam. Thank you, universe.
I wonder how she found out. It was like, put your credit card details here to submit your application.
So let me go back to where we started because – in true spirit, we went left of field.
Which is why they love us. Come on.
Very unhinged girls. So the question is, the conversation is, what's a scam that's become so normalized that we don't even realize it's a scam anymore? Now, Tam girl, true TME fan, had me fucking howling from the beginning. She's like, internet, we can't even see it, bro. Don't tell me it's run out.
Yes.
What do you mean I have no internet left on my phone? How? Mm. Where's it all gone?
Yeah.
Because it's connected to some imaginary network that I can't even touch and you're telling me I've run out.
That's so true.
Like,
so true.
So true.
Hilarious. So true. Or when your Wi-Fi, it's like, oh, sorry, we've used all your blah, 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 and now you're on the slow speed.
That's what she means. Yeah. It's like, don't.
You can't even see it.
who says, yeah, paying for iCloud storage. Like, don't sell me a phone and a phone plan and then decide to tell me I now need a storage in a cloud.
And that send my photos to the cloud.
Irks me because I'm signed in for my Apple ID, right, and it's got, like, the iPhone storage, iCloud, whatever. I've never been, like, a huge iCloud girl because I'm like, whatever, like, I'll just – anyway, long story short, every fucking week when Lou or Ren have to send me their like, the recording of the podcast in the video form for socials, does not fucking work, says I've got no storage. I have 500 – what is it? 500 gigabytes. The biggest phone storage.
I have the 1 terabyte.
I was just about to say the TB.
Yeah. I might even have that. And they say there's no storage on my phone and it's because of my iCloud is run out. And I'm like, I don't want you to use my iCloud.
No.
I didn't sign up for that.
Do you know what gets me most is – so you're telling me you can't store the photos on my phone, but if I start paying you $15 a month, all this imaginary room's going to grow into the phone and you can – that doesn't make sense, bro.
No.
You can't tell me that me paying this fee is just added storage to my phone.
Correct.
It's a fucking scam.
It is 100%.
A scam. Very funny.
Mr. Apple, if you're listening.
This is very funny. Council rates, give us more bins. Fucking oath.
Honestly.
Don't make me pay council rates and then have an overflowing bin every week.
Every fucking week. And I've signed up to the old service in our area. They've cut the red bin from having the weekly pickup. Yeah. So it's every second fucking week.
I'm not proud
now that's
of this.
A scam.
Me and Corey went for a walk the other week and at the end of our street.
You didn't steal an old service sticker.
No, worse.
Oh my God.
There's these houses being built on the corner and their bins are out on the road. And I'm like, all right, Corey, let's go. And I start wheeling a red bin down the road. He's like, you're not, are you? I said, I fucking am. I fucking am stealing a second red bin so I can have two going at the same time.
Yeah.
And I did. Wow. And it has been the goddamn best decision I've ever made. We're thankfully kind of on a corner block, so I put one bin there and one bin down a little further.
Yeah,
I'm proud of
red
you.
Bin.
Yeah, well, no one was using it, and they're building houses.
And I've signed up for the old service. I don't know, Ren, if they told you this. I rang. I was expecting my sticker in the mail. I rang back and I said, "Where's my old service sticker?" They said I have to go and pick it up from
the
library.
Be right with your petrol.
Yeah, the Glenelg Library.
The library. I went. Like, they are just counting on you not being bothered to go to the library or not remembering.
That's right.
Yeah. Why do they care if I need to empty my bin every week?
Because it's they're trying to do the green bin.
It's a scam.
Well, yes. Yes. That is also the scam.
Also,
you know?
And this is also so true, parking fees. What are we actually paying for? To park? We are going to an area to support local businesses and the council then want to pop on a $5 fee for them for what? So we can pay them to go around and fine everyone
park
else.
Here,
it's not making sense.
You have to pay $5
so that you can pay our wage to fine other people. It's not adding
and then
up for
we'll
me.
Give you a parking ticket if it's run out. $50 parking ticket.
Yeah.
Smack it on the bonnet.
Mm-hmm. What for? For trying to support our local community.
And when I lived in Sydney, $20 an hour the parking was.
Yep. You better believe it.
$20.
$20.
Rolling on that, Lil, in Melbourne. I think it's the same. Uh-huh. Tolls. Luckily in Adelaide we don't have tolls to drive on the road. Tolls in Sydney to drive on the road.
Yeah,
tolls.
That's a big one coming through. Tolls. What even for?
Man.
You know, we used to have them in Adelaide, but Adelaide woke up and smelt the roses and said,
we're not going
to
dig that
for
Adelaideans.
That's a scam is what.
Yeah.
$40 it used to cost me to get to work a day.
That's half your bloody
on
day.
Tolls.
What's the point of working?
Exactly. It's disgusting.
That is despicable.
Mm-hmm. Now I love this one. Why are we having to scan our own expensive as fuck groceries and we're not getting staff discount? Well, I'll tell you how I'm getting staff discount.
And it's stuff in the bag.
It's a five-finger discount.
Five-finger.
I actually saw somewhere.
Five-finger discount.
The other day.
Grab it and pocket it. What were you thinking?
I didn't know.
Yeah. I did see something the other day when someone's like, if you're not stealing from Coles and Woolworths, you're actually doing society a disservice because you're telling them we can profit without punishment by putting our prices up and you need
and
to stand,
you
need
yourself.
To take a stand. And so I have.
Yeah, I read I was also reading a post and just said, look, stealing from a small business, no.
stealing from a major corporation.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Loose news, loose news. Don't take us to jail.
No.
Health insurance, a lot of health insurance, which we've already touched on. It's not adding up for me.
No.
Why are we paying $300 a month? Mm. I'm not going to the physio even once a year.
No. And so. I haven't gotten glasses in many years, but I am entitled to two pairs a year that I'm not paying for.
The scare tactic of you might need glasses.
Don't be caught out. And it's like when his premium health insurance, got appendicitis 2 days after our wedding, needed it out. He said, I've got private health. Anyway, he was still in the public. The guy next to him also had appendicitis, needed his thing out. And they said, sign this form. And the benefit is that you're going to get a big screen TV in the room. And Nate said, so if I pay the excess, which was going to be like thousands of dollars, that's what I get, the TV. And Nate was like, just fuck it. Like, I'm in so much pain, I'll go public. The guy that was going private next to him with appendicitis was being operated on the next morning. Nate went off at 10 p.m.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Nate got treatment before the guy paying private. And Nate's like, after that, cancelled it. He's like, I'm not fucking
doing that.
Also,
the private health in pregnancy. Like, what?
You still have to pay for your obstetrician.
You still have to pay thousands of dollars. Mm.
And you have to – they deliberately make you sign up X amount before so that they can make profit. As much money off you as possible.
But I said, but my brother actually had a really good point. I was talking to him. I'm like, it's a fucking scam. But he was like, it is if you want to be in private NICU, that's where you will.
Oh,
because it's like the after.
It's the same care, honestly.
Also, very funny, fucking dishonor fees from daycare when my payments bounce rot.
Yes.
Like, we're clearly already struggling. We don't need a $20 slap on the wrist.
No.
Because that's going to bounce
that's
too.
That's horrible. And so also true. The $5 monthly ANZ servicing fee. I don't need to pay you $5 to bank with you. I'm doing you a massive favor by banking with you, and I might go elsewhere.
Do
any other banks have that? Because I've heard not all of them do.
But also, how else do they make their money?
Ren, they make a lot. I don't know
how. Conversation for
but they
day.
Make a the lot fees. Of money by having, like, access to our money. And just on that, does anyone worry because, like, you know how they're shutting down banks and things?
No.
Does anyone worry that, like, did you see that?
Because of the cash.
Yeah. And did anyone see that movie, Leave the World Behind? Lil, did you?
No.
We should watch it with Corey. But basically it's like if there's a massive, like, worldwide or country power outage, kind of like what happened with Optus and none of us can use our phone. And if you don't have cash, how are you supposed to pay for anything?
Oh, my God.
If there's a, like, network failure.
Oh, God.
Like,
how are you supposed to pay
for anything? And then the banks just have all our money.
Also, this is so true. Like, what's with just, like, random where they add the extra amounts onto the FPOS transaction? Like, that's adding up.
That'll be a percent fee if you
pay. They don't even tell you anymore. It's like $40.12. Like, what?
Yeah.
And I don't pay with cash, but how some businesses are now like, we don't accept cash, we only accept FPOS. And then, you get charged
now
the transaction fee. And then they're like, oh, we make you pay that because they get penalized or something, and it's like it's just a bunch of shit. And the minimum spend – I used to work at Brighton Jetty Cafe, and we used to have a minimum spend for FPOS. And I was like, that is wrong. That is not true.
Average order value.
It's not true that an order won't go through unless you've got the minimum. It's a fake fallacy.
Oh, 100%.
It's a greedy fucking owner is what it is.
Yeah.
I used to put people's drinks through without it. I was like, no, fuck you, David.
If you're listening. Also, this, I've decided paying for water bills is a scam, is literally a free resource from the sky.
Yes.
Yes.
I love everyone that's replied.
Like, immediately get me a water tank.
Yes.
Because why is my water bill through the roof?
Mm. Mine's always so cheap.
Your kids playing with the hose and stuff?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, bottled water. People aren't happy about it. I'll tell you that for free. Fines. Like, it's all a load of shit.
Yeah, but no, mine. Tampons, pads.
Oh, that's kind of through. Yeah, that's
now,
come
I'm
through.
Sorry. I can't help that I get my period.
No.
It is a normal, functioning, bodily.
And we have to pay.
Fluid that is coming out of my vajayjay, okay?
You have to pay for
and
it.
And I have to pay for
every
that
month.
To be under control.
Mm.
Why? Sorry?
Yeah.
Sorry? Like, it's expensive. Mm. Especially when you get the maxi ones like I do.
I mean, yes. You can get them on Selfish Cheap, but yeah, we should get them for free. Government scheme.
Mm. Yes, government. You know?
Mm.
But they in saying that, we should be grateful we actually have them, I guess.
Oh, some and this, don't. This, the price of a doctor's appointment to get my antidepressant script, despite the fact I'm never fucking getting off them. So,
amen, sister.
So literally every month for the rest of my life, I'm punished. Well, they do give me major repeats, but I'm still punished when those repeats run out. Mm. And they've got you on the hamster wheel.
That should be free. Our
appointments should be free to get our – it's not our fault we're depressed.
Oh, yeah, the repeat. Yeah.
Severe mental health issues.
I know.
And they've also got you on the hamster wheel with the pharmaceuticals, like you said, forever. And they're making, like, major profit off you. Waive the fee.
But also just paying for the antidepressants. It's not my fault I'm depressed.
And also
– and anxious.
In doctor's appointments in general, the other day I tried to get Luna in last minute. She had like a cough and a temperature. Couldn't get her in anywhere until like a few days later. And then I found this one at medical centre.
I love that we – now I'm realising how much we're like in Adelaide this street.
Yeah.
People are like, shut
up. We don't care. Yeah.
Booked the appointment, nearly got to the end of booking the appointment. She's like, sorry, doctor blah, blah, blah only sees – patients that she's seen within the last 12 months. Like, my kid's fucking sick with a fever. Well, like, why have you just made up a rule?
What's the word?
Discriminatory.
No.
Oh.
The one where if anything happened to Luna, it's on her.
Yeah. And I was disgusted. I'm just I'm just not about it.
Do you know what? So as a doctor, you know, like, if a police officer, they have a call of duty.
Yes.
And police officers stand up to it every time. You know who don't? Doctors.
Yes.
Greedy.
They pick and choose who they want to see.
Nah, there's some beautiful doctors.
There's
in
some
the world,
lovely ones. There's some also not so nice ones. And I have a bone to pick with them, let me tell you.
Now, Rennie, you've got some questions for us, do you?
So our new segment. I'm actually really excited about this. I've actually sent them to your phone, if you wouldn't mind, Lil.
Because we've got a lot to say.
Via text.
We've got a lot to say about.
And it's nice to not have the issues just be our own.
Yes.
For once.
So do you know what I mean? Ask TME.
Where did you send them to, Ren?
Just your messages, dear. Yeah, so it's asking about anything really, any situation, unprofessional advice, but we're also going to post them on the feed so the community can have their say.
Yeah, they've got a lot to say as well. Ren's idea, I love that.
Love this. So we got some really interesting ones. Now, the first one was, I see now Ren has a new boyfriend.
Yet another boyfriend.
Let's hope she doesn't get pregnant to this one too.
Now
that is bitchy and really, really uncalled for.
It's really fucking rude.
So if you're listening, if you have nothing nice to say, keep it to yourself. And it's actually so funny because on the way here, I was like to Lil, I was like, someone just wrote in, how do we deal with online hate? And we were like, ha, 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 we don't get any. And then that came through. Yeah. So,
but also, you don't understand the circumstances of anyone's situation.
No,
so
you
do
not.
I don't think it's appropriate to comment.
No, that's right.
I just think about, you know, all the people that put their lives out there, blah, blah, blah. And you wouldn't, like, why would you want everyone up in your shit? Like, you've continued showing up and putting your life out there so that other people feel less alone if they're going through the same thing. I would just never comment a nasty thing on someone's life. It's
also,
just very
– like you said, you don't know the situation. You don't know what happened.
But also, I remember saying this to Ren like ages ago. I'm like, who says that you can't do that? Why can't you get pregnant to this guy, this new boyfriend too?
Mm.
Who actually has made a rule saying you can't have a million boyfriends and a million
baby daddies?
You can do whatever the fuck you want
to
do.
I remember saying to you guys – I was like, what if I do want another baby one day, but then three baby daddies? And you were like, you write your story.
Yes.
If you have three baby daddies, so be it. Like,
I'm fucking good on you.
Yeah.
Like, people can do whatever the fuck they want. And if you're triggered by it, don't fucking project.
Just go live your perfect life.
No, go
and be happy with
your trauma and stop projecting your own shit onto other people that are living a happy life.
Exactly. Yeah. Amen, sis. Bros.
Really good, Lil.
All right, so this person said, do you think it's possible to live under the same roof after separation so you don't have to share custody?
No, I don't.
No, you cannot, sis. My reason is there's obviously issues there why you've separated. That's not healthy for the children. It's going to project onto them. Mm. They are going to pick up on it. They're not silly. As they get older, they'll probably – you know, have resentment towards you, I'm thinking, anyway.
I also think that things would get uncomfortable. They could abuse it, like there might be tension there or feelings there, and then they could like abuse the situation, like each partner manipulate.
Yeah.
They'd have like control over each other a bit. It's
yeah,
just
and also
work.
What happens when you meet someone else? Like
how
if you're not actually separated, like being under the – yeah, how do you move on with your life?
And also as a new partner, red flag that you're living together.
Yeah.
I'd be like that's a
would
no
not
for me.
Work.
You and you
never...
deserve to be out there with someone new.
Mm. Yeah.
But, like, Ren, you struggled with the thought of sharing custody with your kid and, like, missing out on
yes,
time with them.
So I get
like,
that.
That would be really hard.
I
like,
understand
just think
that.
If that was me, like, oh.
In saying that, it was obviously, at the end of the day, best for our children. So, like.
And that's the thing. Like, yes, it's hard for you to not spend time with the kids, but it's better for the kids to have two happy parents living apart.
Yes.
My mum and dad split up when I was 4 or 5.
And look and at you, total nut job.
I'm the yeah. And I'm the only one out of my sisters who doesn't remember mum or dad fighting or like there being tension. Like I just have the best memories with both of my parents. And like, yes, when I was a kid I tried to play parent trap and wanted them to be back together. But as an adult looking back,
you now
I'm
get
like,
it.
I'm proud of them for making that decision.
And also I think the one-on-one time you have with your kids will just be so much happier than the one you try and share under a roof resenting someone.
Totally. Yeah. Now this girl, I actually feel really, really sad for this girl, but she said, my ex was so sexually demanding, at least would need it once a day, and now I feel like I could live without it forever. Am I crazy?
No, you're
traumatized. Correct. I feel like I have had enough sex to last a lifetime and I just ended up feeling like a piece of meat. I feel super sad for you because there's nothing worse than feeling like pressured to have like sex all the time. Like my goodness.
But I genuinely feel like that will take like a lot of trauma counseling to get through.
Like
that
I don't even
never fix itself.
No, and I don't think it's actually just the sex for you. Like that was
abusive
and traumatic, and that's it's far more than just not having sex. It's actually probably doing some inner work within your
so she's
mind,
not with
body,
him anymore.
And soul. It doesn't sound like it. And being a piece of meat. Oh my God, you poor girl. I'm so sorry. But no, you are not crazy. I would like feel exactly the same.
That makes me anxious to think about because like, yeah, think about like when you're not in the mood and you just have to like dance around like a pony and pretend, like basically pretend to keep this guy happy.
And you're feeling touched out. And,
yeah.
It makes you want to vomit.
And awful. Just the thought of like waking up that day and being like,
we're
they're
probably
gonna
making her relive it all.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But, yeah.
You're not crazy, sis.
You're not crazy, but you should definitely speak to someone about that. That's a professional.
Yeah.
Not us.
Not us.
Yeah.
But we do have a few more questions, which I think we'll record and put one up today, probably for the community to unpack.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to touch on a lot of people have been messaging me about Ziggy's eye, and I just think that's gorgeous. Like, it's like a hot topic of conversation.
I'm actually shocked at how you keep saying it's gorgeous. It's not fucking gorgeous. It's nosy.
Like,
she's like, everyone cares so much. I'm like, no, they don't.
They
like, they want to know goss. Like,
yeah, like, what's wrong with this crazy-eyed kid? I love you, Ziggy. So, yeah. Look, I'm not going to say much more until I know more about the situation and then I shall unpack it.
But, like, you're going to an eye doctor.
I've already been
know.
To the pediatrician
no,
about
yes.
it.
So
what did they say?
Because it sounds like you're saying something mysterious. Like, now you're going to an eye doctor.
Yes, to see what the
just
core
the
problem
eye.
Is.
Maybe
yes.
he will wear an eye patch, make
maybe
some
he
glasses.
Won't.
We'll tell you if you pay a small fee.
Yes.
As I've always said.
But the other thing is I'll just tell you he's not on dairy for the next 2 weeks because he's just a bit phlegmy. So next 2 weeks he's not on dairy. I've changed him to the
Novalac.
Novalac, which is the rice milk formula, just to see if we can get rid of some of this mucus. So we'll see.
Amazing.
I'll keep you updated.
Slay, Queenie.
Well, I'm trying my best. Now I've just got to get him updated with his immunizations. Oh, I'm sorry. This is relatable.
The immunizations never fucking stop. Like they do not stop.
I got an email from my gov saying you need to do a catch up.
Yeah, there's a lot of
your payments
I need to
are
going
to stop. But
I'm
I was like, really? I'll just
best.
Add that. To my fridge whiteboard, all right? Okay, and it's going right at the bottom for now
well,
until I'm poor
take...
and I need the extra whatever it is they're taking away from me.
Be careful because once they take it away, things snowball very quickly
what,
at a
the
very
subsidy?
High fee. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been caught out.
It happened
out
to me, yeah.
So I've been caught out before as well.
Things
and
weren't pretty.
The I can't explain how fast I made that appointment. Really quick. And then for them to get the thing from the doctor and the communicating, it was like every day, please be the day that you reinstate my subsidy.
$150
a day.
I mean
a
week, yeah.
And it snowballs to where no man should see a snowball go. Abby's actually 4 now and has to get his IMS, and that age is just an age where they completely understand what's happening.
Yeah. So Sunny had his this year.
So what did you do? Rosie?
Not pretty. Sorry.
I took both the girls though at the same time because Luna was overdue.
No, they need the one-on-one. My kids
had to bear hold it down.
That's not good because one of them's watching. Now, what did you do for shit lips? Did you say you can have a toy, you can have a lolly?
No. No. No, he just went in there and he was happy to play with the balloons, but I don't think he knew what was coming, sadly. Mm.
Did he cry?
I told him that that's why we were there, but he sort of looked at me like, how fucking dare you, bitch? Like, what are you doing? He was like playing with the balloon. And then all of a sudden, yeah, 1, 2, 3, I was sitting on his lap and then.
No, he was sitting on him.
Sorry. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. It was actually me playing with the balloon.
Yes.
You sound like Britney Spears. I'm so scared.
No, anyway. Then, yeah, just got that. And that was it. No treats after 6.
Yeah, I'm a big rewarder.
I know.
Do what you're going to do and that's fine.
The littlest of actions. I walk in now every day from work with my bag. Nav goes, what's in there? Treat for me? And I'm like, can't deal with the meltdown. I'm like, there sure is a new lunchbox sandwich cutter that arrived today from Temu. Temu. Should we talk about Temu?
Isn't it Temu?
Oh.
Or Temu?
I think it's
Temu.
I think what you said. Temu. I don't know.
Temu.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you shop on there?
I
know 2 people who have had their cards scammed now from Temu.
It's a small gamble to take when you're getting what you're getting off there.
Nate buys a lot of shit from there that he doesn't need. A lot of fucking shit.
They create problems you didn't realise you had. Mm. Like I was like, oh good, my kids aren't having their fruit cut into flower shapes. Now I need these.
Oh, now I've got them on the Amazon app. Yes. And honestly.
Well, I got them for a quarter of the price off Temu. How much did you pay?
I don't remember. Maybe $8. Okay. But I think I'll give the link to them. $8, small price to pay, really. Were yours about the same?
How many did you get?
Oh, like 12.
Yeah, I think mine were around like the $3 mark. But, okay. Yeah, small price to pay.
Think I might share them, though, because I love them.
Yeah.
And, like, Ziggy obviously can't appreciate it at the moment. The boys do.
But also the shapes are easier for Ziggy to hold.
Yes, that's what I think, too.
The puzzle one.
Yeah, and the little star.
Yeah.
I've got the love hearts and the stars.
So cute.
That was thankfully, as I said before, some of the gorgeous kindy mums, Rosie, came home and said, why don't I have my sandwiches cut up into shapes? I said, the squares aren't cutting it anymore. Nate made him literally stop it.
Well, I'm on the way home. loving Albie coming home with the kindy goss, actually. So he'll come home and be like, mum, blah, blah, had chocolate in their lunchbox today.
Stop.
And I'll be like, right, did they? Who was it? And he'll be like, blah, blah. And I'll be like, and then what happened? Like, he's such a little, like, gorgeous. Comes home and he'll be like, hey, mum, blah, blah, got in trouble for trying to eat everyone's lunch today. I was like, right, did they try and eat yours? Like, just hilarious. Isn't it
funny? Harry does the same things. As I say, Ziggy, getting them mixed up a lot lately. Sonny couldn't give 2 fucks.
Yeah. He's probably the one doing it.
Yeah, for sure. Where Rosie is trying to gamble to get more unhealthy treats in her lunchbox, and she says the same thing, like, blah, 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 had a little mini chocolate bar in her lunchbox today, can I? And I was like, well.
No, because I'm scared of the educators.
I give the little fruit lollies. They're not actually fruit lollies. They're so good. I binge on them at night. salivating.
So I, like, honestly don't ever sneak treats in for Albie's lunchbox except this one time this week where I put mini marshmallows in his cut-up fruit. No, listen. In his fruit container the day before I'd asked if they could just make sure Albie's eating his fruit time snack because since we change the location of where the fruit's going. I'm like, maybe forgetting.
Because anyway, I leave it in the bag.
After school, he comes up to me, the educator's like, so, made sure Albie ate his fruit today. There was something else in there with the grapes today. Some mini marshmallows. like, oh, look, that's a once off. It was his birthday yesterday and we wouldn't usually pop the, like,
actually. Were they fine?
He's like, well, then we made a deal, 6 grapes, 6 mini marshmallows. No, I can't. And I'm like, fumbling on my words. I can't explain how nervous
you felt like you were.
Yeah. And Albie, they like the children to carry their bags in and put them away.
No.
Anyway, I naturally do Albie's every day and I like run past the office door so no one can see me. And I'm like, literally feel.
It's walking on eggshells.
Yes.
Because Rosie goes to the same kindy. It's walking on eggshells and it's me being late. I got pulled up on being late and I said, I'm so sorry. I do my best in the morning. But we've continued to be late and every day I've got a different excuse. I've run in there the other day and said there was a baby bird under the car, like making shit up because I don't want to get in trouble.
Baby bird should be thinking this sick, sick woman.
Every day there's something different and they're like, here she comes again. What's today's excuse going to be? Because I'm nervous. I'm really, really nervous that I'm going to get yelled at.
I try not to make eye contact because so nervous what any conversation could be.
I understand. Actually, I've got Sunny's teacher calling me today
to have a chat.
Yeah, but it was me. I want to know why he was put on the red choice chart for playing with the texter.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not okay with it.
No. And he's allowed it.
I'm sorry.
I don't think we should get into this because it's not pretty where this conversation could go.
But do you agree with me?
Anxious. I think he should be able to fumble with the texter.
He's fucking four.
He's four.
It's like and a fidget toy, for God's sake.
I'm sorry. If he was being disruptive, if he was actually, no, the red choice chart, no. I worked in education. We used it back then. I feel like now, no. Just no. I'm
the
sorry.
The negative reinforcement's out. Oh. It was out 10 years ago. It's A choices or B choice and you reward the positive.
You don't punish
wooden
kids.
Spoon out.
Oh, that's the other thing. Oh, actually, Sunny did come home the other day and say so and so missed out on play because they were on the behaviour chart. And I was like,
reception.
Kid. And I was like, can you please tell me this story, Sunny? I'm going to talk to your teacher about this because I want to make sure that's never you. You don't punish a child for making a B choice or a red choice, whatever the fuck you want to call it. They're in reception.
That's
and
really
taking
sad.
Their play away.
I'm getting anxiety.
I'm getting a tight chest. And all right, guys.
Love you all.
Are we going?
Yeah, but I'm feeling super anxious now. Anyway, wishing you all a happy and prosperous week.
And weekend. All the best to everyone. And can I just say, do what you got to do to get through. And it's okay not to be okay.
She's also wearing a top today saying she'll be right, which is just so ironic because she's not.
Never all right.
And Will said, you'll never be okay.
We were laughing.
It was a joke.
Anyway,
don't come for me.
All the best to everyone.
Love you.
Love you all.
Love you guys. Bye.